Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Mishnah with Dr. Jeremy Tavik. This is part of the Talmud at Hadar initiative, where all of us at Hadar, through various different classes and different modes and online and in person and creating resources around the same Masechet of Talmud, the same, sometimes called tractate. And that Masechet is Makot. And to give a foundation for the Talmud at Hadar, you know, the Talmud is a commentary on the Mishnah, based on the Mishnah. And so we need to start with the Mishnah. And so these 5 minute Mishnah resources are designed to give you a basis of what's going on in the Masechet as a whole, anchored in the Mishnayot. So in this first recording of the series, I'm going to give a little bit of overview of the Masechet of Makot as a whole. And then we're going to start with the verses, the psukim, that are about the topic of chapter 1, Perek Aleph, which is false witnesses, Edim Zomimin. We're actually going to start the Mishnah proper in the next recording. Now, the first thing is, even though we're focusing on Masechet Makot, actually, there is no Masechet Makot originally. And even in some medieval Mishnah manuscripts, there's no separate Masechet known as Makot. Makot is actually three chapters, which is the end, the last three chapters of Masechet Sanhedrin, which is about courts, capital cases, and various other procedures, judicial procedures. And this is the last three chapters. It's sort of three topics. Each chapter goes through a different topic. The first chapter, you'll be with me, Jeremy Tabak. The next chapter, chapter two, will be with Rav Miriam Simmer Wolfish. And chapter three will be with Rav Michal Rosenberg. The first chapter that we're going to deal with, the topic is Edim Zomimin, which are these sort of scheming witnesses who get the punishment that they try to get someone else to receive. We'll talk about that as we go. Chapter 2 is about the punishment of galut, about exile, which is what happens if you're a manslaughterer, if you kill someone by accident. And chapter 3 is about lashes, a punishment much less than death, but like, you know, a corporal punishment administered by the court for various different sins based on the Torah. And I talked about how the first chapter is about these Edim Zomimin, these scheming witnesses. And one of the reasons you can tell that Makot really is part of Sanhedrin is that the end of the last Perek of Sanhedrin, which was Perek 11, the Mishnah already started introducing the topic of Edim Zomimin, and this is actually just a continuation. And you'll see more indications as we go and as we go through the other Prakim, or the other chapters of Makot, of the ways in which this is really just Sanhedrin continued and not really a new thing at all. We're going to broadly do one Mishnah per day in this format, though sometimes it's going to make sense to break the Mishnayot in different places, as we'll see. So today we're going to do a little bit of the psukim, the verses that are behind the law of Edim Zomimin. The reason we have to do the verses is, in part, some aspects of Jewish law of halakha, the Mishnah interacts with them as if they're live laws, if they're things that are based in reality and about the relationship between people and litigants and various things like that. Sometimes the Mishnah comes across more like in a sort of theoretical plane and is trying to really read the verses. This, I think, seems to be more of a case of that. Broadly, sort of the Chazal, the people who put together this Mishnah, they interact with this area of halakha more or less as a sort of gezeirat hakatuv, as a decree of the Torah, because the Torah says that you can become edim zomimi, the witnesses can become scheming. And so there has to be a case for that. But they're not interested in expanding it. They're not interested in making it more relevant. If anything, they might be interested in limiting the scope of Edim Zomimin for a bunch of reasons that will come through. But they're interested in understanding the Psukim, and they're interested in understanding the values that are behind the Psukim and why the Torah decided to include this case. And those are the real questions they're interested in. So the laws of the Edim Zomimin are in Parashat Shoftim, in Perek Yod Tet of Dvarim, chapter 19. And the verses are a bit difficult to understand exactly what the case is, but I'll give a broad overview here. First, it's important to know that for the Torah and for the Mishnah, a foundational part of the legal system is the testimony of witnesses, of eyewitnesses, in part because they don't have, you know, sort of evidentiary things that we might have. There isn't as much of a written record of different things. You can't do DNA analysis or anything like that. So a lot of the evidence that they have is just based on people who said that they saw it. And so that the question of the trustworthiness of a witness is very important and will come up as we go through. The Torah first starts in this section in Devarim 19:15. It starts by talking about how you must have at least two witnesses, which is a law repeated elsewhere in Devarim as well. And then it says, Kiyakum e'chamas. E'chamas is a difficult term to translate here, but some kind of hateful witness comes along and testifies about a man, some kind of lying about the man. And what happens is, v'darshu ha-shofetim heitev, the judges have to investigate properly. And if it turns out, v'hinei eid shekar ha-eid, if it turns out that actually the witness was lying, sheker anav achiv, that actually the witness is like trying to make lies about his fellow, about achiv, about his brother. This is the law that you're supposed to do. Va'asitem lo kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv. You must do to him, to the lying witness, kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv, just as he schemed to do to his fellow. And by doing this, the Torah says, v'yarta hara mikirbecha, you will remove evil from your midst. Now, the specific verses here talk about one aid, one witness, but because the Torah just said that you must have a minimum of two witnesses, it's understood by everyone in the rabbinic tradition that this refers to two witnesses, even though it only says one witness. And that's how the Mishnah is going to understand it. But the basic point is that people who are coming along who are testifying something false, something malicious about somebody, trying to get somebody on the hook for some punishment. And what the law in that case is, if when the judges determine that this witness is in fact a false witness, a aid zomeim, a scheming witness, then the law is that you must do to that person just like what that person schemed to do to their fellow. So if they were trying to get somebody executed for murder, they said, hey, we saw this guy murder somebody, but actually it was a lie, then the adim zomim, the ones who are scheming, they have to instead die. They're executed instead of the first guy. So that's the basic premise here from the verses, and the Mishnah will unpack it in different ways, and we'll come back to different aspects of the verses in future episodes. So that concludes our introduction, our orientation to the five-minute Mishnah series and to Masechet Makot and to the verses about Edim Zomimin. And we'll come back in the next episode. We'll start the first Mishnah of the first chapter. Looking forward to learning with you soon.